forgiving people who've hurt you, well, that's a great idea in theory. But in practice, when you're still hurting, how do you set about actually doing that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the hardest things to do, absolutely, with a degree of difficulty of 9.9, is to forgive someone who's hurt you deeply and who, quite frankly, simply doesn't deserve your forgiveness. Look, sometimes we struggle to forgive because of our stupid pride. Why should I forgive them? I mean, they should come to me and ask me for my forgiveness after what they did. We've all done that. But other times, the wound is so deep that we just don't know how to stop the pain for long enough to forgive. And the deeper the wound, the harder it is. So when it hurts that much, how do you forgive? Because unless you do, the pain eats away at you like a cancer. That's why forgiving is so important. But how? Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who treat you badly. If you do this, you will be children who are truly like your Father in heaven. He lets the sun rise for all people, whether they're good or they're bad. He sends rain to those who do right and to those who do wrong. I've only ever discovered one way to forgive and to be free of the hurts of the past. Love your enemies and pray for those who treat you badly. It's not easy, but let me tell you, through that obedience, God heals your heart. He gives you the power to forgive. He sets you free. Don't carry unforgiveness around in your heart. If you do, the hurts will just keep on hurting. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Jesus came to set you free. And when He sets you free, you will be free indeed. That's why it's so important to get God's word into you. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.